Imagine walking into a workplace where people are genuinely energized, deeply connected to their purpose, and consistently delivering exceptional results. This isn't fantasy. It's the tangible outcome of intentional culture building. As a former NFL linebacker turned leadership consultant, Matt Mayberry has discovered that culture isn't just a nice-to-have. It's the invisible force that determines whether an organization thrives or merely survives. In a world where 80% of workers remain disengaged and companies lose billions to toxic environments, the stakes couldn't be higher. Culture isn't something that happens by accident. It's either built by design or formed by default. And the results an organization experiences directly reflect this foundation. The most successful organizations understand that culture precedes results, not the other way around. As legendary football coach Bill Walsh noted, champions behave like champions before they're champions. When built intentionally, a positive culture improves performance by creating employee energy, fostering alignment, establishing clear expectations, accelerating execution, and attracting top talent, turning ordinary companies into extraordinary ones. Why do so many leaders postpone culture building until crisis strikes? Culture simply isn't sexy. Leaders gravitate toward activities with immediate, visible metrics, tracking sales or implementing flashy digital transformations. Building great organizational culture requires difficult work without instant gratification. This shiny object syndrome causes organizations to chase new technologies while neglecting their cultural foundation, sometimes with catastrophic consequences. Boeing's tragic story illustrates this. Once renowned for safety, executives became driven by greed, concealing information about malfunctions that led to two fatal crashes in 2018 and 2019. In contrast, Ford's 2006 turnaround under Alan Mulally demonstrates the power of culture-first leadership. Nearly 70% of organizational change efforts fail, highlighting the difficulty of meaningful cultural transformation. Major roadblocks include lukewarm leadership buy-in, where senior leaders resist changing their style, undermining transformation efforts. Another pitfall is reducing culture to meaningless slogans without substantive action. Words alone don't build culture. Behavioral change at scale does. Other obstacles include the temptation of abandoning efforts when investments don't yield immediate returns, organizational anxiety from too many simultaneous initiatives, and the challenge of cascading cultural change throughout departments with their own established beliefs and practices. Building a thriving culture that propels business performance requires a systematic approach. Step one is defining your culture through a cultural purpose statement that serves as the foundation for everything else. This isn't a mission statement, it's a North Star that provides clarity and drives alignment. Southern Glazer's Wine and Spirits of Illinois transformed their organization with the simple but powerful statement, "Get better today together." Step two involves discovery through collaboration and inspiration, engaging the entire organization through a bottom-up approach that inspires deeper commitment from managers and key stakeholders. Step three focuses on launching, cascading, and embedding the culture throughout the entire organization, not just announcing it, but relentlessly implementing it across all departments. Step four drives long-term impact by developing strategies for creating sustainable culture that consistently delivers results rather than just creating momentary buzz. Step five emphasizes that leaders must blaze the trail. The decisive stage hinges entirely on leadership modeling, as leaders send powerful messages through their regular actions, even when they believe no one notices. A clearly defined cultural purpose statement provides organizational alignment and unleashes dormant potential. Unlike mission statements that describe what you do, cultural purpose statements define how you work together. Elite college football coaches offer excellent examples. Mel Tucker's relentless mantra at Michigan State drove an 11-2 season turnaround. Tom Allen's LEO, love each other, philosophy transformed Indiana's program. Nick Saban's legendary The Process at Alabama focuses on daily excellence rather than end results. These statements work because they're memorable, meaningful, and actionable. When Joshua, a 20-year veteran at Southern Glazers, faced personal challenges, losing a parent during the pandemic, their cultural statement, "Get better today, together," became his lifeline. "It really pulled me out of the gutter," he confessed. "We were one team. We were in this together. Suddenly, I didn't feel so alone in my life." This demonstrates how powerful cultural statements don't just define workplace culture, they provide clarity that can profoundly impact both professional and personal lives. When creating your own statement, avoid three common pitfalls. Don't confuse it with a mission statement. Recognize it's just one step in the journey. And don't wait for unanimous agreement. Leaders must lead the cultural direction. Building a strong culture requires winning the hearts and minds of your entire organization. Google's Project Aristotle discovered that psychological safety, where team members feel safe to take risks and be vulnerable, was the most critical factor in team success. Culture change initiatives often fail because they're driven by a small group of leaders with minimal input from others. True change begins when all voices are heard and all input is encouraged. After selecting their cultural purpose statement, Southern Glazers implemented a collaborative approach that yielded remarkable benefits. First, they identified problem areas in the existing culture through deep discussions. Second, they engaged every manager for feedback, holding meetings without senior executives present to encourage honest sharing. Third, they transformed values into specific daily behaviors, analyzing over 200 pages of insights to create behaviors that would enhance both organizational health and commercial execution. Finally, they established regular company-wide manager meetings for development and connection. This approach not only drove deeper meaning and commitment, but also broke down silos, forming a healthier, more connected management team. While initial resistance is normal, consistency and prioritization gradually build bonds that amplify business impact. Peter Drucker's quote, "Culture eats strategy for breakfast," is only partially right. Culture and strategy must be intertwined, not separate. Culture's primary purpose isn't just employee happiness, but driving behaviors that execute strategy and achieve excellence. Working with an electrical company, I found executives thought the culture was terrible while employees thought it was amazing. They'd improved survey scores but lost sight of what made them market leaders. Culture must streamline vision, boost productivity, increase profitability, and ensure long-term viability. Disney exemplifies this by focusing their culture on creating magical experiences and emotional connections. The chief culture driver role is available to leaders at all levels. Terry Brick of Southern Glazer's Wine and Spirits transformed his organization by embracing culture late in his career, consistently growing profit faster than revenue. His only regret was not starting sooner. Despite technological advances, people remain the magic ingredient for organizational success. Research shows 75% of companies fail at transformation because they focus on change agendas rather than the people implementing them. To build a people-centered organization, leaders should ask questions and listen. Replace formal presentations with roundtable discussions where employees share feelings and challenges. Being a relentless chief culture driver is your most important leadership role. Move urgently, but start small, building momentum gradually. This approach creates an organization primed for speed, impact, and excellence because culture is the path to sustainable success.